From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Japanese defense paper and U.S. media reports on Tuesday that North Korea may have successfully produced a miniaturized nuclear warhead that could fit inside its missiles. U.S. President Donald Trump says that North Korea had best not make any more threats to the United States.
He has been very threatening beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Miniaturization of a nuclear warhead is a key benchmark in becoming a full-fledged nuclear power. That's audio from a video of a 6.5 magnitude earthquake that struck a remote and mountainous Sichuan province area in China Tuesday evening. The Chinese government says that up to 100 people are feared dead and thousands more could be injured from the quake. At least 5 people have been confirmed dead and 63 injured thus far. South African President Jacob Zuma on Tuesday survived a parliamentary vote of no confidence, even with enough ANC lawmakers sticking by their leader despite divisions and fierce criticism of his rule. The motion was brought about by the opposition and needed to secure 201 of the 400 votes in parliament to succeed, but fell short with 177 votes. Criticism of Zuma from within the African National Congress has grown amid multiple corruption scandals and South Africa's mounting economic woes, while the celebrated party of Nelson Mandela has declined sharply in the polls. This is VOA News. Ballot counting has officially begun in many polling stations in Kenya. An official from the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission said that despite fears of violence, the election process was relatively peaceful.
The process has been smooth. We managed to start on time and finish on time. And also, the kit. Kenyans were a bit skeptic that the kit will not be able to reach up to its expectations. But we managed to, most people, about 99%, were verified by the kit.
The election official added that this fingerprinting reading kit was used to verify pollers at various stations and it worked well. President Kenyatta is leading the count with 55% of the vote to challenger Odinga's 44%. The UN Human Rights Office is accusing Venezuelan authorities of widespread and systematic human rights violations, as well as the excessive use of force against demonstrators protesting government policies. Lisa Schlein reports from OHCHR headquarters in Geneva.
UN officials who were refused entry into Venezuela based their preliminary findings on evidence gathered from interviews with 135 witnesses in Panama and Switzerland. The report says nearly 2,000 protesters have been injured and more than 5,000 arbitrarily detained. Of these, more than 1,000 remain in detention. A spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Ravina Shamdasani, says there is credible evidence that some of these people have been subjected to torture.
Tactics used included electric shocks, beatings, including with helmets and sticks while handcuffed.
Shamdasani says High Commissioner Zayd Raad al-Hussein says these violations have occurred amid the breakdown of the rule of law and that the highest levels of government are to blame. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Iranian drone came within 30 meters of a U.S. Navy fighter that was waiting to land aboard the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz as it traveled in the central Persian Gulf. The near collision marked the 13th unsafe and or unprofessional interaction between the U.S. and Iranian maritime forces this year. Belgian prosecutors said no explosives were found in a car stopped by police. Gunfire after a high-speed chase in the Brussels suburb of Molenbeek. Police chased the car after the driver ran a red light and the vehicle was involved in two collisions before it was finally brought to a halt. The suspect has not been publicly identified but is a Rwandan national. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.